I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things and we like
self-care.
For yourself. And I sing beautifully.
It's true.
You're welcome. So what did you do this week for self-care?
This week I had my besties over and we had sandwiches and soup for dinner, and we just like got to catch up, and honestly I have like the best friends ever. They like brought over like more baby stuff, and like
that's so nice.
They're buying me one of the it's like a brand called Frida, but they have like postpartum like kits, so they have like all the essentials that you basically need for after you give birth.
So, I think a lot of people don't think about that kind of stuff because it's like, you know, you're so focused on the baby, but it's like your organs shift around.
Yeah. So they got me like a kit for all of that with like everything I need to kind of help myself heal. And I was just like, I'm so lucky that I have like the best friends ever.
Yeah.
So it really
That's
like,
awesome.
Filled my heart.
Yay.
Yeah. What did you do?
Well, I hung out with Marcus and Christine, and we went to Machete, obviously.
Your fave.
Yeah, I was like, have you guys been to Machete? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, shut up. Shut the fuck up. Don't say that.
Well, we're going there now.
Yeah, so we took them there, and then we went to 1UP last night.
Oh, fun.
And Marcus had a mission to win the huge, giant Donkey Kong.
Okay.
It's this game where you press the button and you try to cut the string.
I don't know that one.
Well, I don't want to go into how much was spent, but it was definitely like probably $30.
Did he win?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
We got close though. We got really close sometimes, but it was kind of funny because the first time, like, we're deciding where to go and some guys were like, hey, come here. And I was like, okay. Cause they were standing right next to our group and they're like, do you want to play this game? And I'm like, what do you do? And one guy like puts in two quarters and he's like, you do this and then you press it. And then like, I was like, okay. And then I did it. They put in the money, and then I used the sand, not purposefully. And I saw them both go, and they looked at the engagement ring, and then they were like, you failed. Go away. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
And then I was laughing. I was like, did you guys see what happened? And they're like, no. I was like, those guys literally saw the engagement ring and like looked at each other and were like, not her. But it was really fun. There was a vending machine with a ghost in it, and I tried to win the ghost.
Did you guys win anything?
No, we just won friendship.
Friendship.
I won a race. I raced against Keith on a racing game, and I got first place. That's
nice.
Never happened.
Okay, that's a good.
I even was like, "Do I just get first place?" And Keith's like, "You did." And I was like, "I've never won a racing game
was
in my entire life."
Was it the car one or like the motorcycle one?
It was the car one.
Okay.
And I even took a picture of first place.
Those are fun.
Never happened.
I'm really like not good at those.
No,
because like, hit walls.
Yeah.
And I
pressed turbo and that's what did it. And I was like, oh, okay.
Nice.
Yeah, Keith got second place and I was like, suck it.
Which 1UP did you go to?
The one off Arapahoe.
Okay.
I think it's bigger than the one downtown. All there's right. one off Colfax and there's one downtown, but this one seemed a lot bigger, but it was really fun.
Nice.
They didn't have anything for you to like use your card to get coins, so I thought that was really strange.
What do you mean?
Like, you had to bring cash to get.
Oh, gross. Who uses cash?
I don't know. Psychos, that's who.
I never have cash.
Huh. Yeah, I don't either. So, okay, but it was really fun.
Nice. That's good. I'm glad you guys got some friend time with them.
Yeah, we haven't seen them for a while, but I think they came down because they were like, oh, engagement. Also, fun fact, guys, we are recording this. This is far in advance. So, if Danae and I don't talk about stuff, it's because, like,
like current stuff. It's current stuff. It's because we're recording way ahead of time so that you guys have episodes while I am taking care of a baby.
Yeah.
Baby.
Like right now, Danae is holding Ronan and he is crying.
Yeah.
And
as she's you're like, listening to this, I'm probably like sleep deprived and like
listening for a good reason
to babies cry, but also cuddling him.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Future me, you can do this.
You got this, future Danae.
So what are you going to tell me about today?
So I'm going to tell you the story about compliance.
Compliance to what?
It's a story called Compliance. It's about the guy who kept calling, who ordered strip searches of fast food workers.
Oh. Okay.
Do you know the story?
Is it the one where he calls the Oh, God. I watched a documentary on this.
Yeah, it's probably watched the one called Don't Pick Up the Phone.
Yeah.
Okay, so I had to look it up because that's, like, so back in, like, 2014, 2013, something like that, this movie came out, and it was called Compliance.
Okay.
And it was, like, this girl is just a fast food worker, and they make her do all the stuff, and it's crazy, but this happened in real life.
Yeah, it's really messed up.
Yeah. So I'm going to list my sources. I have a lot of sources on this. Okay, so this case started April 9th, 2004 at a Mount Washington McDonald's. And this was in Kentucky. So it was Mount Washington, Kentucky.
Okay.
And this girl named Louise, she was 18 years old. She had just graduated from high school. And she was working at McDonald's. And she got a job at McDonald's because her mom, you know, had some medical bills and she was trying to help with that.
Okay.
Which is really sweet. So that evening she had worked a regular day shift and one of her coworkers wasn't able to work. So they were like, do you want to do the night shift as well? And sure. She was like, sure, I want to earn extra money. And she was making like $6.50 an hour.
Right.
2004, 20 years ago. That's crazy. God. So anyways, she was working at the register and I don't know if this lady was just a supervisor or a manager or whatever, but her name was Donna Summers,
mm-hmm.
much like the disco queen that we know who sings Last Dance. You would know the song,
mm-hmm.
but she was like, I guess the person in charge, sure. like the main person in charge. So a guy who describes himself as Officer Scott calls the establishment as the night shift is starting and it's not crazy yet, but the dinner shift is going to hit and it's going to be, you know, pretty wild. So he calls and says that some lady reported that one of the employees had stolen her purse. And the lady's like, oh, one of our employees stole her purse? That's interesting. And she asks him to describe the person. And he just kind of perfectly describes Louise. And Louise had been working that day.
Okay.
And she's confused because Louise was always like a super sweet girl. Yeah. She was like a hard worker. And she's like, there's no way it's Louise. And he's yeah. like, well, it's Louise. So she goes and grabs Louise and takes her off the register and they go into like a back office, which is like a closet. Like it's yeah. very small. And also all of this is on tape. And that's the sickest part because they released it to the news. And I'm like, this poor girl. Anyways, so she just starts asking Louise as she's on the phone. Like, I just want the theme of the story is Donna is talking to Officer Scott the entire time.
Yeah.
So the entire time, and I will explain who is talking to Officer Scott, but just know he is on the phone the entire time. So anyways, she takes Louise into the back office. She tells her, hey, a customer came in, said her purse was stolen, said you were the one that did it. And Louise is like, how would I have had the time? I've been working nonstop since like this afternoon. That's not who I am. I don't steal things. And Donna knows this. She's been working with her for a little bit. Like she knows that. And she's like, well, it wasn't her. And the guy's like, well, we're going to come down to the McDonald's and you can either help us with this or we're just going to arrest her and take her down to the station. And Donna tells her, and she's like, well, I don't want to be arrested. And they're like, well, you're going to be arrested. But they say the officers are kind of busy right now, so they need Donna to help them.
Right.
Fun fact number one, the police will never, ever, 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 ever ask you to do what their job is to assist them.
No.
There are many things that can go wrong, so the police will never do that. But this lady
It's just that thing of, like, listening to authority.
Yeah, and this lady was middle age. Donna was middle age. So she didn't, like, and, you know, this was the first time she got to be in charge, I'm sure. So it was kind of like a, well, I'm in charge. I got to do what's right. And I'm talking to this.
Well, and the police officer's telling me to, so.
And then Officer Scott tells her, he says, well, the franchise owner is on the other line. Oh, so she's aware of what's going on. So Donna's like, oh, shit. Oh, this shit is getting pretty serious.
It's going to the top.
So he said, I need you to have her remove her clothing.
Dude.
He makes Donna. Louise take off her clothing. So Louise is like, no, please don't make me do this. And she's like, I'm sorry, sweetheart. This is what we have to do. So she removes her clothing and she's sitting there with a bra and her undies on. And she takes her clothes. She takes her phone. She takes her keys, all of her things. And Officer Scott says, I need you to go put that in a car just away from her so she can't have her items.
What? Like, in what case would you ever need to do that? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, like, exactly. That's not
protocol.
That's never protocol. Ever. And also, like, they need her to remove her clothing because, like, you could potentially hide it, too.
I feel like
they will never make you do a strip search, but they would also want you to have all your items for evidence.
But, like, why? I don't know. I mean, hindsight's 20/20, but, like, Donna, you weren't like, this is a young girl. Like, no, I'm not going to make her remove her clothing. You know, like,
well,
you didn't also pause for a sec and be like, huh, that's weird.
And this is, like, not about Donna, but I'm putting it on her. How uncomfortable would you be if one of your coworkers, an 18-year-old girl, was just standing there in her undies? Like, right. Would you not feel also uncomfortable?
I would be like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. Like, for her mostly, because I'm like, I'm not going to make it about Donna, because, like, fuck Donna.
No, but, like,
you would all, like, and I don't know. So, anyway, so she's like, I really need this job. And she's like, I'm so sorry, sweetheart. You need to do it. So she removes it. She's standing there in her undies. And the guy's like, well, the bra and the undies have to go, too. Just to make sure.
And Donna's like, okay.
And, yeah, and Donna's like, all right, okay. So she removes everything. And Louise is like, please don't make me do this. Like, you know I don't have it.
How traumatizing.
Is she stuffing a purse up her vagina?
Right, like where's the purse?
Like, where? Also, if you're stealing stuff, you're not going to, like, shove anything up there. Like, you're wearing your clothes. Well, anyways. And
wouldn't you be like, I don't know if they have, like, lockers or something, but it's like, okay, describe the purse. Let's go look in, like,
yeah, there her are locker so many. Or, yeah. And they do check her locker, and that's where they get her phone and her keys. And they take her stuff from her locker or her area.
Right.
And
but, like, I don't know. Like, yeah. Even if the police asked you to do that, I'd be like, why don't you guys do that? Like, I don't want to rifle through my employees' shit.
Yeah, their things, like, their possessions. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. So anyways, kind of just.
So she hands her an apron. So luckily she is covered up.
Okay.
So she's naked, but they give her an apron. She has the apron on. And the assistant manager, the one below Donna, keeps popping in to make sure this is all good. So we're not only having one person thinking this is weird.
No, there's several.
The assistant manager's like, are you sure this is protocol? And they're like, got the franchise owner on the other line. She's like, okay, okay.
And the assistant manager was a man, right?
Mm-mm. Her name was Kim.
Oh, okay.
But we're not going to refer to her because this Kim wouldn't do shit like that. Anyways, okay. So they're like, well, go get, they're like, is there a man in the restaurant? And they're like, yeah, Jason, our fry cook. He's 27.
Okay, that's the one I was thinking yep. of.
So they call Jason into the back and they put him on the phone. And Jason's like, what the fuck is going on?
Thank you, Jason.
And he sees, like, sweet little Louise sitting there like, hi, Jason. And Jason's like,
why are you naked?
What? Why do you need me? Like, what do you need me for? I need to be cooking. It's the dinner hour. Yeah. It's busy. And he's like, you need, and Officer Scott tells Jason, you need to have Louise remove the apron, describe her body to me. The fact that right there, Donna didn't say there's something wrong with that, but it gets
so
much worse. She
has so many chances to be like, huh.
Yeah.
This seems like something's wrong.
Yes, right there. And Jason said, abso-fucking-lutely not.
Good job, Jason.
She is one of my friends. I don't want to be a part of this. And he hands the phone back to Donna like, no, not doing this. And he goes back. And it's like, applaud Jason. Should he have gone to the police? Should he have said something? Yes, but also he didn't know.
I'm glad he refused to participate in that.
Yes, he refused to participate. So gold star Jason. So, and the thing that bugged people, too, is during this time, Donna's joking with Officer Scott, and he's like,
fucking Donna.
Thanks for doing this. Yeah, and they said that was really uncomfortable. It's a weird, tense situation. She's like joking with this officer. So Officer Scott's like, okay, well, Jason wouldn't partake. She's like, do you know any other men? Are you married? All these questions. And Donna's like, well, I'm engaged to this guy named Walter. And he's like, you know what? Why don't you call Walter down?
Just bring Walter in here.
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't know. I just cannot with Donna.
And again, everything Louise is going through is, like, the worst of it all. So I'm just saying this. But in Donna's place, I wouldn't want my fiancé around a naked girl. Would you? If they're like, call Steven. Let's say you're, like, not as educated as
like
you are.
She's not using her common sense to be like, this seems off. You know, like, she's just blindly following anything this person is telling her.
Because he said his name's Officer Scott, and
that's
why.
Because he's saying he's a cop.
So she calls Walter. Like, he's not working.
You're not questioning it at all.
And Walter's, like, 40s, 50s, like, kind of in that age range. And she's like, hey, I need you to come down to the McDonald's. I need you. And he's like, okay, why not? So he comes down to McDonald's, and he goes into the back office, and he sees Louise sitting there with the apron on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it gets worse. Danae, we're just at the tip of it. I mean, her being naked got rough, but this gets even worse. So he gets on the phone, and he says, you need to tell her to drop her apron and describe her body.
Oh, my God.
Walter does it.
Fucking Walter and Donna, what are y'all doing?
Yeah. Walter's like, by all means.
Walter's like, I'm a creep. I'm gonna definitely do this. Like, what?
Yeah. And I would also, like, if I were Walter, I'd be like, first off, why the fuck am I here? Also, yeah he's at the back of the McDonald's. And it that's just, like, that's important to know, is that he went to the back room, because that ties back into it. So he goes back there, and I don't really know what happens at this point, because there are discrepancies with what happens, but Donna has to go away for a little bit. And Walter needs the
dinner rush.
Sure. But I don't know if, like, he tells her to leave. I don't know if it's a dinner rush issue.
Sure.
Regardless, she leaves.
She's like, you're in charge now, Walter. Bye.
Yeah. And according to the stories, the officer's like, all right. And she, and, you know, Louise at this point is in the back room with an unfamiliar man. And she thought to herself,
I'm sure she's like, terrified.
I could run. She's like, but then I'm running around
naked.
Yeah, exactly. And so she's like, oh,
that's humiliating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. At your place of work, you're naked. She thought about that.
Sure.
But I get why she didn't either. Like, I'm not going to run around naked. Yeah, exactly. And she's like, please don't make me do this.
So
and
now
Walter's
she's
like,
stuck.
So she's stuck because her clothes, if you remember, her shoes are in. I don't know if they're in her car or Donna's car, but they're in a car in the parking lot.
Yeah, they're, like, away from her, so she can't easily access
them. And at this point, they're all thinking the cops are going to come, so Louise is just praying that the cops come soon, so, like, this can be, you know,
resolved. Finally. Like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm.
So, he describes the body to Officer Scott, and you know this guy's getting off on this shit, which is the grossest
part
of all.
I'm sure they both are. They're like, boobs.
Yeah, so then Officer Scott instructs Walter to make her do jumping jacks.
Are you? Okay. Like, so, and Walter is still like, okay, that sounds like something a police officer would tell me to do.
Yeah.
Like, are you fucking stupid? I'm sorry. I just, like, don't really have
it's
a lot
so
of,
dumb.
Like, like, how stupid can you be? Like, I really just, I do not have empathy for their side of it, because I'm like, there wasn't anything in your brain just kind of being like,
so
this seems totally inappropriate.
I'm gonna make you scream right now. So Donna was like, she said, she's like, well, nobody knows. I'm laughing because I'm feeling awkward. I'm not laughing because it's funny. It's just laughing because it's, like, unfucking believable. But she's like, you guys wouldn't know unless you were in that situation. I was like, bitch,
I'm sorry.
I have been in situations, and I still use my cognitive thinking skills.
Yeah. I really can't, like, I can't see her side of it.
No.
Like, I really don't know how, as a full-grown adult,
you let this go
in charge, you're letting an 18-year-old girl be abused because you think it's a cop.
Yeah.
Like, let me speak to your, like, I don't know.
Conscience?
Head police officer. Why are you doing this?
Also,
what is the purpose?
I think him saying he had the franchise owner on the other line and he knew her name, I think that's what was... Also, that's searchable as fuck on
and
Google.
And also, like, bring her in. What is she
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, that's... I would absolutely... And also...
Especially as a woman, right? Like, I'd be like,
if I ever weird. If I ever received a weird call from a cop, I would hang up and call 911 and just make sure that this is what's happening.
Which is absolutely your right to do.
Mm-hmm. Cops will never say, hey, don't hang up.
Yeah.
Like, cops will encourage you, hey, if you feel like this is not okay, please call 911.
Right. Like, that's the same for, like, if you get pulled over and it feels very, like, this isn't even a marked car.
They are happy to make you feel comfortable yeah. because they understand it's a bad situation. So just keep in mind, people, if something weird's happening with a cop, you are more in your right to call 911 and they will tell you if this is real or if this is fake. So yeah. That's being said, okay, so we'll go back to like Walter's in the office with her. Make her do jumping jacks, like just
for
active
what?
Things
are they yeah. trying to like make the purse like
well here's where it gets
the
even
cash fall out of her orifices, like what are you doing?
Oh, hold that thought. So then they ask him that if she says anything mean to him, he needs to spank her.
Oh my god. People are so stupid. Like, I really cannot.
And then she has to give him a blowjob. Yep.
Okay, like, this is the point where you're like, cops would never make me do
this
that.
This is the 18th red flag.
This is like, you are so far beyond that, like...
Yeah.
This should, of all the things that have... If you haven't had an inkling that something's wrong,
that there you go.
This should
this is
be
your
the
sign.
Like,
this
wait,
is your
hold
sign.
Up. Totally uncalled for. That would never be a reason. Like, there's no reason ever in the entire world for a cop to ask you to do that. Like, what?
Never, ever. Never,
God,
ever.
These people are stupid.
Yeah. And when I heard that part, literally, my stomach jumped into, like,
ugh.
You know,
this
like.
Poor girl.
Because she was like,
she's young,
she's in such a bad situation. I can't even like imagine what she was going through. She's at work, like, and she's 18. She doesn't know.
Is she like crying? I feel like I
yeah,
would be
she's
crying the whole time.
Yeah,
like from start to.
Absolutely, she's crying. I'm sure.
Yeah.
They don't mention that, but I'm sure she's crying. She's yeah. naked and humiliated. This poor, sweet little.
So Walter lets her do it.
Yeah.
Okay, Walter.
So Donna comes back at some point, and Walter's like, I want to leave. And she's like, okay. So she takes the phone back.
Oh, my God.
And at this point, it's been, like, a few hours. I'm not exactly sure how much. But something that happened was Walter went back home, and he called his friend. He said, I did a bad thing.
Okay, so he fucking knew.
Yeah.
And he still did it.
Yeah.
And Donna, at this point, has no idea what happened between Walter and Louise
no.
during the time that she was gone.
No, but there is a trial, and that's when she does kind of okay. find out about this. But you don't really find out if they're still together or not. But anyways, but
hopefully not.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
So anyway, so it continues, and Donna's just continuously, like, talking to this guy and, like, all that stuff. And then he's like, well, I need another man.
So is this, like, hours at this point? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Donna.
Exactly how many hours, I'm not 100% sure.
But it sounds like it's over a pretty
yes,
long amount of
yes,
time.
Yes, yes, yes. And she's just sitting there in an apron and, like, taking off her apron and back in the apron.
Oh, my God.
So she has the apron back on, and Donna goes out, and she sees the maintenance guy, Thomas, there. And Thomas wasn't working that night. He did odd jobs, maintenance, all that
okay.
fun stuff, you know.
Sure.
Like, every restaurant needs one. And he's there having ice cream. He's off. And she's like, hey, Thomas, who we should call Hero.
Okay.
So she goes and gets Thomas. And he, like, finishes a ice cream cone. He goes back there. And he sees Louise in an apron. He's like, what is happening?
What the actual fuck?
And he takes the phone.
Uh-huh.
And the guy says, she needs to drop the apron and you describe her body to me. And Thomas says,
sicko.
This is not protocol. This is
Thank
not
you,
a
Thomas.
Thing. This is not a thing. What is going on? And he hands the phone back to Donna, and he said, you need to make sure and the guy, he kind of was like, this is not, and they're like, the franchise owner knows about this.
No.
And he said, the franchise owner does not know about this. So I don't know if at this point Donna grabs a different phone or if there's a different phone line connected to it.
Okay.
But she calls the franchise owner, Lisa, because he's like, yeah, I have the franchise owner on the other line. She knows about what's going on. So they call Lisa, and Lisa's woken up.
She's like, what are you talking about?
Because she's asleep, because she's not on the other line.
Oh, my God.
And Donna is, like, horrified.
Donna, the idiot, is
Donna,
like,
the idiot.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I've been duped this whole time.
Like, yeah, sorry. Lisa's like, absolutely
not. I don't
mean
to shit so much on Donna, but, like, you know better. Don't be so dumb.
No, you're not this, like, no one's this dumb. Sorry. Yeah. So anyways, so she calls the franchise owner, and the franchise owner's like, absolutely not, I'm not on the other line. So she hangs up, and she questions the guy, and she's like, what is going on? And she, like, says the franchise owner isn't, and he hangs up.
So did she even tell the franchise owner what was happening, or she just was like, are you on the line with officer whatever?
I got different answers.
Okay.
So I'm sure the franchise owner
confirmed
was...
confirmed that mm-hmm. she had no idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
So... who knows what happens if she gets her clothes back, whatever, but Louise leaves and, like, quits, which,
yeah. And press charges. Sue these motherfuckers.
Yes, she does press charges. She sues McDonald's.
Good.
And
they're supposed to protect her. As your employer, you have a duty to make sure that your employees are safe in their workplace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Y'all failed miserably.
Yeah.
And she had to perform sexual acts on someone. Against her will.
She was going to go to nursing school and she had to drop out because she was so traumatized.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
God. These people.
So, all of that. And this isn't exactly clear. Some sources say, and also Donna ends up suing McDonald's for not training correctly.
Donna, you're a dumb idiot. I'm sorry. That is not a trainable thing. That is a common sense thing.
Well, Donna gets fired.
Good.
Do you want to know why?
Sorry,
Donna. Why do you think stupid. Donna gets fired?
I don't know. Because she wasn't managing the night shift properly.
Yeah.
To say the least.
You would think. Yeah. No, she gets fired because she let Walter in the back office. That's why she gets fired. Not for any of this shit. For having Walter in the back office. Your eye just rolled so far.
Please
are you okay?
Tell me that Walter got some sort of...
He did.
Okay.
He got charged for sodomy.
Sodomy?
Sodomy is having a dick in a part that's not your vagina. So mouth.
Oh, I always thought it was your ass. Okay.
Yep.
But mm-hmm. mouth also works.
Yep. So I knew you
okay, were I was like, hold up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he did get a charge for that and he pled guilty. But Louise, and it's not clear the numbers, if she sued McDonald's for $6 million or $60 million. And it says they settled out of court. She got one to $6 million. I'm not exactly sure. Donna didn't have anything happen to her, but... this
That's
is just
annoying.
This is the most escalated case, but and I'll get into like that. But the guy called numerous different locations across the Midwest area because this took place in Kentucky. And Kentucky's
right.
like the South, the Midwest area. And if anyone freaks out, calm down.
So was it only McDonald's or was it other fast food?
It was Taco Bell, Burger King,
okay.
just like the popular franchises.
Wow.
And he would call. And there's the documentary called Don't Pick Up the Phone.
Yeah.
And they get into it. And please watch this documentary if you want to know more about
it. It's really good.
But essentially, they are able to track down who they think it is because this man used calling cards to call so it wouldn't show his location. So he was hidden. And the investigation is great. And you're like, they're going to nail this guy. And they weren't able to because they didn't have enough evidence. And they found calling cards in his house, but they didn't know who it was. So no one actually got charged for this. And, you know, I really hope Louise, wherever she is, whether she's, you know, like what she's doing, I just hope like she's found peace and like know that people everywhere have her back on this and are like you should have never gone through that.
No, that's completely unacceptable for that to have ever even happened.
Yeah, and I think a good thing that can come from this story is telling it so people know, like, if you're uncomfortable in a situation, you can say no.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure Louise probably tells people that all the time, like, if you are uncomfortable, say no, it's okay.
And I just like wonder too, I'm like, how are they not even like, it didn't even cross anyone's mind that, like, maybe this is a prank call. Like, I think that would be, like, my first thought, I'd be like, oh my god, some stupid asshole, and I'd like hang up.
The second they told me to have her remove her clothing, I could understand, like, we can't be there, like, take her phone, take her keys, take her bag. I'd be like, okay, I wouldn't put it in a car,
no,
but I would totally, like,
when will you probably be here,
hold it on the side and be like, sure, hey, don't access that stuff, when are you here? But the second anyone asks anyone to take off their clothes,
it's an immediate that's when no.
You say absolutely not. We're done.
Yeah.
We will wait for the police.
Send the cops down here. Like, that's not a thing that happens.
And I would wait for the cops. And then I feel after a while of them not coming, I would probably call 911. Like, hey, we're waiting on cops.
Right?
Yeah. I'm not in that situation. I'm never going to be in that situation. I've heard the bad sides of that situation.
But I feel like there's some common sense issues here.
There are some common sense issues. What? Yeah.
It's just, it's kind of mind-boggling that they let it go this far.
It just, to me, it just doesn't add up, I guess.
Well, none of it makes sense.
None of it makes
sense. Like, if it was, like, a fake cop telling you to do things that, like, made sense, you know? But, like, as soon as you're, like, take off your clothes and, like,
make sure she has no access to her. Yeah, that second that happened, I was just like,
what are you talking about? Like, that makes, no, hang up. He'll call back if he's real.
Yeah. Or you can call 911. Or they'll show up. Yeah.
But, like, that's never a thing that investigators would do.
And I would probably go look at the security tapes, too, and be like, I'll let you know what I see if I see her stealing. What the fuck? But, yeah, so this story is upsetting. And this is just a cautionary tale that if something doesn't feel right.
It probably isn't.
It isn't. And you can say no to things.
Right?
It's often people don't know that you can say no.
And you can say no to, like, authority and question authority.
Well, I'm proud of Jason. Good other job, than him Jason. Not calling. And good Thomas. Good job,
Thomas.
Because if...
Especially because they could have abused the situation like Walter did. And they were like, what? No.
Well, I'm just glad, like, Thomas finally put some sense into it.
Yeah.
It was like, this doesn't feel right. You should call the franchise owner. And she's like, oh, maybe I should.
Maybe I should do that.
God, yeah.
Moron. I can't believe she didn't even get any, like, time or any sort of, like, I don't know, community service or, well, like.
You know me. I'll talk to anyone, right? Like, I'm pretty friendly. Yeah. I wouldn't be joking with a police officer that's making me strip search my employee.
No.
And I'm friends with, like, most people and I can, like, but that?
No.
No. We're not joking. We're not having fun. Like, I'll hold her stuff aside if that's the case, like, if you need me to do that, but that's about it. But yeah. Even then, I'm not super comfortable with that.
No.
But, like,
that's weird.
Also, if I don't see anything in her stuff, I'm probably going to be like, she's fine. But, yeah, come you can come and down and question her. Yeah, question her, absolutely. But, no.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that story is so, like, messed up on a lot of levels.
I cannot stress this enough. If there's an uncomfortable situation with a cop, hang up and call 911, everybody.
Yeah.
If you're on the road and you feel like the cop that's pulling you over isn't real, call 911.
Yeah, because people have done that.
And people have done that. And you know what? They're happy to, like, make you in a comfortable position because, like, nobody wants to pull over on the side of the highway. Like, that's what they're there for. They will tell you, like, yeah, let's get you to a safe location. Like, we get it.
Yeah, and you can always pull into somewhere public, too.
Yeah. Like, that's, or have another officer there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's our story this week.
Oh, messed up.
Yeah, it's rough.
Just complying with stupid people who are telling you literally the dumbest shit you've ever heard. And you're like, okay.
We need you to watch the movie Compliance. It's really good. It's super good. Like, the actors in it are amazing. So
I hope Louise is doing well, and
I do too. I hope she's, like,
she's had some time. I mean, it's been a long time, but, like, I hope that she's done the work to heal and trust people.
And you know what? She should be proud of herself that she's probably helped other people not go through this.
Totally.
Yeah. So that's one thing, like, that is good. That came from it. Like, this story's known. Stuff like this should not happen again.
Yeah. Because it sounds like there were a lot of other cases that didn't get the media attention. Yes,
this one got really escalated. Just
wasn't as, like, bad, but we're still a abusive power.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
But yeah, we're going to post pictures of this. I'm actually going to put some probably screen grabs from Compliance. It's a really good movie. And yeah, you can see that on our Instagram, and it's going to be Mysterious Mavens Pod just on Instagram.
You can also email us if you have any stories that you want us to know or that you would like us to research, your own personal stories.
We love doing suggestions.
Let us know. We're happy to do that. And we're at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We also have a Facebook group and an Instagram. Yeah, duh. And a TikTok.
TikTok.
And actually, our Facebook group is getting some views. It's popping off. So, guys.
Thank y'all.
Thank you. But, like, join us.
Yeah. And that's how you can support us. Or you can just say hi to us. That would be great.
And you can compliment Danae's really cute sweater that she's wearing right now.
Thank you.
It's got clouds on it. I'm kind of obsessed with it.
I just got it today.
I'm obsessed with it.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Take care of yourself. Self care for yourself.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.